Download it for your listening pleasure. This is the Tim and Jess podcast.
Jess, you're exhausted. You've had a big week.
It's been a big week.
It's been all about you with this.
In the lead up to the wedding of the century. Well, her century. It's Jess's week-long hens extravaganza.
Woo-hoo! Yeah, I've really appreciated all the effort you've gone to for me, Timmy.
Mate, it's not just me. It's everyone celebrating your hens. I know you had your, as you quoted it the other day, real hens a couple of weeks ago. But I've been throwing a week-long hen celebration, an excursion here or there, getting to know you and your fiancé, Akshay, making sure you're on the same page.
Yep.
You correctly identified the sound of what his kiss would be.
Yep.
Against four other audios of people blowing you a smooch. You correctly identified his hand when you were blindfolded to five other strange hands.
Yeah.
It seems like, and you did say it was because how hairy his hands are.
Well, you could say I know him like the back of his hand.
Ah, there you go. Now, I've been telling you, like, today, like, did you bring your activewear? Did you bring your helmet? It's
yeah.
been a no, because you need to get excited. You need to get hyped. Today is the culmination of your week-long hens extravaganza.
Okay.
Because I don't know if you're ready for what's about to come into the studio.
What's coming into the studio?
I've got something organized.
Oh, God.
Coming into the studio is nobody.
Oh.
But I do need you to be quiet for a second,
oh.
because somebody has something that they would like to say to you.
Hey Jess, it's Akshay. Just sending you a little voice memo to tell you how excited I am to get married to you in 8 days or so. When
also,
we met in 2018, I didn't realize we would become as close as we did. I initially thought we were going to be good mates. But when you invited me over and made me lamb chops, I knew you wanted something more. We've done so much together already. We've lived in so many states. We did long distance for a few years. We were separated during the lockdowns. We've also done some amazing things together. We've traveled overseas. Our time in Japan together was some of the best times of my life.
Aww.
And I don't think it would have been as special if you went there with me. And moving in together has been one of the best things I've ever done. Moving in together in Geelong has been amazing. Apart from your habits of leaving all your clothes on the floor, it's been perfect. I can't wait to get married next weekend, Jess. It's been a beautiful 5 years and it already feels like we're married, but it'll be something special to show that in front of our friends and loved ones. It's a beautiful thing what we've done already in 5 years, and I can't wait to see what we have in store for us over the next 50. I love you so much, Jessica Pantu, and I can't wait till you're Jessica Kazi.
Him to be so sincere.
I mean, I'm very proud of your fiance. That was a lot for him.
I kept waiting for him to make more jokes.
No,
that was quite nice.
There was lots that he wanted to say and let you know. And he's an absolute superstar. I know this is completely removed from anything that he's ever done in his life. So he's an absolute superstar.
Yeah, he is so nervous about the wedding.
He wanted to let you know that he loves you.
Aww.
And just at the end there, he said he's ready to love you for another 50 years.
Yeah, 50.
Is there a 55-year limit on your relationship? I mean,
what does that get us up to?
Yeah, about 85.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, I'll take it.
You think, because you said if you could make it to mid-50s.
If I could make it to mid-50s, if I could make it to 60, oh boy.
Right.
Have I lived a life?
Absolutely.
I feel like I've already nailed it, to be honest.
You're 8 days away from your wedding. I know we've been joking that today was the day. We're going to find out, are you going to go through with it? We know you're going to go through with it. And Tuesday, when we come back after the long weekend, before you head off in the lead up to your wedding, we probably will touch on it more. But feeling good?
I'm feeling amazing. If that is what's about to come in my vows, like...
Well, we did have a long conversation. I was like, well, don't give me the best, but give me good. Because, like, the best is we need to save that for the
vows. That's already made me cry. I'm going to be a mess next Saturday. Are you kidding me?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
So, Jess, we're all very excited for you. And a lot of people that are getting married, it's a very stressful, it's a new thing.
Yeah.
It's a big change, but it's very exciting. We're all very happy for you, mate.
Oh, thank you, Timmy. That was really nice.
And you are going through with it?
Yes. Yeah.
Otherwise, this has all not been
worth
it.
Sorry, if anyone was waiting in the wings...
Rats. I was genuinely hoping that finally our love would blossom after you dropped that bozo, but that bozo seems to have...
You are also married.
Yeah, I know. To another bozo. And you and I could have been together in the multiverse,
what
Jess,
could have
maybe,
been?
But no.
This is Tim and Jess.
Tim, I know we do this quite a fair bit on this radio show, but it's because we love it so much.
Ooh, 5-2. We've got a big spectrum of things that we'd like to repeat and rinse and reuse.
5-2-2-3-2-9-5-5. That's our phone number. And I want you to give it a call and tell us, where'd you get stuck? Where have you locked yourself into or out of?
Love locked in / yeah, locked out.
Because a passenger on a flight was locked into the airplane toilet.
Yeah, cubicle style.
For 35 minutes.
That's not too bad. That's a standard
35
sitting.
35 minutes?
That's a standard sitting for me at home.
What do you mean?
35, maybe 30.
On an airplane toilet? Absolutely not.
Bit of alone time.
Oh, my God.
You know, I've started talking about Tim time a lot. That is like some perfect Tim time. No one can bother me.
35 minutes they were trapped in the airplane toilet before finally the pilot had to come through and rescue them.
Special pilot key. Pilot key gets you
Who
anywhere.
Who was flying the plane?
Co-pilot, I'd say, Jess.
Fair enough, yeah. Fair enough. I hadn't considered that.
It's not mansplaining if it's the right answer, right? I really was careful on my tone today of all days, being International Women's Day.
Lucky I'm still here, Tim.
I will provide you the answer of a question that you seek. Now, getting stuck in an airplane bathroom, like I'm catching a flight in the next couple of weeks up to Queensland.
Yeah.
2 hours, 20 minutes long.
Oh, I can't help with the baby.
Yeah.
I'm stuck at the toilet.
I might bring my own light.
So you can just unlock yourself.
Yeah. Sir, no, we can see that you're sitting there on your phone playing Angry Birds. No, I'm locked in. No, get that. Well, might as well. You know what? Wait till we land. It's probably safe until we land. It's not good. I got locked out of my house the other day. This is one of my biggest fears was realized very quickly. And I was lucky enough to be able to get back into the house. I was home alone with my 7-month-old son.
Oh no,
Jack. And I. So we have like a garage that has a door that you can go down like the side of the house.
Yep.
And so I was holding that door open with a shovel. And my son was inside and I just needed to quickly run and get something from the side. And a gust of wind knocked over yay old shovel.
Oh, no.
And then the door slammed behind me and I went, well, that's not a sound that I was hoping to hear.
Uh-oh.
I turn around and I go to the door and it's locked. And I went, I'm home alone and my son's locked inside.
Oh, God.
I was pretty chill about it, as you could probably understand.
I only broke like 3 windows. It was fine.
Well, luckily enough, the back door, the fly wire, was slightly off its rails. So I could the door was locked, but I could slightly angle.
Tell all the criminals how to get into your house, mate.
Yeah, I could slightly angled it up and I was able to very calmly, very coolly return back into the house with my baby. I was, when I say composed, you haven't seen a more composed guy locked away from his son, you know? I think this might be the first time my wife's ever heard it as
How
well.
How long so. did it take you to do all this?
Oh, this was 10 seconds. It felt like 60 years.
Sure.
But again, cool, calm, collected. The 3 C's all coming from this guy over here. But getting locked in or locked out of somewhere.
Yeah.
I think getting locked in is more frustrating because especially if you're locked in
you
a small space.
You can't move around. Yeah.
Locked out,
you can do something about it. Locked in, you have to wait for someone to do something about it.
Yeah, well, you're very limited. And look, at the moment, we still have, I know we're doing this in an hour or so, you still have an opportunity to be inducted into the Caller Hall of Fame thanks to the Sporting Globe Geelong. Eat, drink, sport. Every Friday, the best caller of the week gets $100 to spend at the Sporting Globe. So 5-2-2-3-2-9-5-5. Where did you get locked in
or out
of? Tara from Lara, bit of fun there, has given us a call on 5-2-2-3-2-9-5-5. Tara, you were locked out of somewhere. Where was it?
I was. I was free camping with my 2 young children in a 3-man tent about 5 hours from home. And we were living out of the tray of our Ford Ranger ute. So the canopy has a sliding metal cover. And as I've gone to get their bathers and towels to take them to the pool, I've lifted up the latch of the ute and the keys have fallen into the ute.
Oh!
And we had nothing.
Slammed down, I assume.
What do you do at that
4
point?
4 hours from home.
Yeah.
Well, I called my husband, but he wasn't able to drive 10 hours to bring me the spare set of keys.
Does he love you?
So, Oh, maybe not on a Friday night.
That's a tricky situation. So what do? So you're locked out of the car. You can't leave. Everything's inside the back of the Ranger. Like, I imagine, the fridge, all the Esky stuff that you've got, that's all in there?
Everything. Yeah. Clothes, food, everything. I tried the RACV and they couldn't even break into it. So
oh, my God.
The security of the car. And then I had to wait another 3 hours for an off-duty key cutter to break in.
Honestly, this is a great... Whoever made the tray for your Ford Ranger Ute, this is a great ad. We can send it to them if you want to tell us off-air the details, because they might put this in their commercials. Is that where Mum goes into super creative mode to entertain the kids and try and figure out what to do?
Back to the pool.
Luckily, I was camping with some friends who helped entertain the kids and kept me well hydrated with some alcoholic beverages while I waited.
Yes, obviously, hydrate responsibly this long weekend. Tara from Lara, appreciate your call. That's a 0 out of 10. I mean, I feel like your partner calls you and like you can help, but you're like, 3 hours is my limit.
That seems like a long way to drive.
Yeah, if you were around the corner, maybe, but it's a soft no for now. Jess and Tim. Oh, wait, sorry. It's Tim and Jess. I've seen a video online at the moment that I thought would be a bit of fun to do on the show, because sometimes when we're communicating with people we love, with strangers, people we work with, tone is everything.
Oh, my God, so bad.
That's why texting and emailing is the worst, because you just don't know, like, tonally what they're saying, how they're saying it. You read that and you go, oh, my God, they're so angry at me.
Mm-hmm.
Really, it's just they go, no, I just didn't put a smiley face at the end of my email.
The amount of times I've texted my fiancé, do you still love me?
Right.
Because of a sarcastic text message that he has sent.
Well, sarcasm is the test that I would love for you to get through today, Jess, because sarcasm, I believe there is 10 key phrases that are almost impossible to say without it sounding sarcastic.
Oh, okay.
Because I feel like sometimes, like, you know how you listen to a story and you go, yeah.
Oh my God, that's so great.
Like my one that I know if I'm not listening, and now you'll, if we're ever having a chat, you might already know what my thing is. I'm like, oh, that's tricky.
I go with, oh my God, crazy.
Well, Jess,
wow, crazy.
I've sent you a list of 10 like words or phrases. Do you think you can get through this list clean without it sounding sarcastic?
I think I can do it.
I'll be the judge. All right. You get two goes at each of them.
All right.
So,
Tim, that's great.
Don't add Tim. I want you to read it word for word.
That's great.
Nah, man.
Damn.
Bad. All right, okay, moving on. Right. Number two.
Good for you.
Hey, that's a fail.
Good for you.
Oh, that's better. I'll take that one.
All right, yeah. Have fun. Have fun. Is it the high inflection?
Yeah, it's okay. Like, who are you trying to convince here?
Fascinating.
I know, yeah, that's a hard one. Come on, all right, fascinating.
Okay. Mm-mm. Fascinating.
That's worse.
Oh,
you went down the Richter scale.
Thanks for that.
Can I get it one more time?
Thanks for that.
Can I just say, the tone that I'm the tone that I'm hearing is like you're talking to your cat right now.
Yeah, yeah.
Except you're not putting on your...
But I'm as most sincere when I'm talking to my cat.
Because the only thing you're losing is the accent where you go, oh, Miss Penny, do you want your little dinners tonight? So, all right, moving on. So thanks for that, you're at number six.
Well done, you.
Some of them, we should give these a difficulty rating. That's a 5-star. One more time.
Well done, you. No.
It's like you're giving me manager who is like condescending a new employee.
Well done, you.
Yeah, I hate it. Okay, moving on.
Good luck with that.
Oh, no, I think you tried to be mean there. That wasn't...
Do you know what? Good luck with that.
No, you
can't say that one without
that's a
being
really
sarcastic.
Hard one.
Sounds thrilling. Oh, sounds thrilling.
Sorry.
These are getting harder.
Yeah.
What a shame. Oh, what a shame.
I'll give you that one.
All right. Yeah,
I'll give you
that one. You've got to add words on.
Now, 10th and final, I believe.
This one I think is hard.
Could be the hardest.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
Yep, that's it. It's where you cry at the end. That's how you know. But I think, wow, personally, you really need... It needs to be a surprise.
Yeah.
It can't be like, wow, in achievement.
Oh, it's like, wow.
Yeah. There she gets it at the end.
I think that, honestly, of that whole list, the hardest one was good luck with that.
Yeah, well,
without sounding like a sarcast.
Yeah, so... A sarcast.
I was going to say something else at the end of that and I stopped myself. Sarcast. Dick. and I'm not going to finish the sentence. Anyway, good luck with that.
I kind of like it.
She's such a sarcast. It's Tim and Jess. Wow. Good luck with that.
Crazy. Tim and Jess, the podcast. Tim, on 52232955, I want people to weigh in on this because there is a real estate agent who has been using ChatGPT to help him write his listings.
I mean, I imagine writing those listings is pretty repetitive. It's probably a great fresh way to add a spin to some of the sellings. Because like, yeah, if you've ever looked for a rental or to like buy a property, sometimes you go on the websites and you're looking at them and you go, "Oh, spacious three-bedroom apartment, glowing views of the sunshine in the morning. No bathroom.
Renovator's delight.
$4,000 a minute."
I think, look, on 52232955, has AI gotten you into a little bit of trouble? Because the reason we know that he's been using ChatGPT is because he's...
Can I guess?
Please.
Did he just copy and paste and left in his prompts of what he wanted it to write?
That's exactly what he did. That's exactly what he did. "Please help me rewrite a rental advertisement for 7 Stony Street, Manor Lakes. It has 4 bedrooms, 2 bathrooms, 2 car spots, a fresco, etc." He hasn't even finished.
Sure. Etc.
Etc. ChatGPT, certainly. Here's a rewritten rental advertisement. Do you want to know what ChatGPT wrote?
Go for it. Give us the highlights.
"Welcome to your new home at 7 Stony Street, Manor Lakes.
Hello.
This spacious and modern residence offers comfort, convenience, and contemporary living in one of Manor Lakes' most sought-after neighborhoods.
Wow.
4 bedrooms providing ample space for families or professionals seeking room to grow."
I think you and I could do a better job of the
It goes on and on. It's just so funny. He's just left it in, and apparently this is happening more and more.
I imagine a lot of people that use, like, you know how there's social media managers that look after businesses' accounts for social media?
Yeah.
I've heard that people use ChatGPT because after a while, after doing the same business for 3 years, you go, I'll just freshen it up. Like, it maybe has a different way of telling us how to do the post. I imagine they get caught out all the time. You can stay anonymous. Please call through. This is epic.
I told you last year my fiancé wrote my birthday card.
Yeah.
With ChatGPT, and I knew it. I knew it immediately because it did not sound like his words. Like, he didn't even bother to use it as a basis and then just rewrite it.
Personal things.
No, it was just like, "I hope you have a very special day, darling fiance." Like, it was so not his voice.
Was it too good of English?
Yeah.
Sometimes you read things and you go, "Nah, a human couldn't have written that. We're not that good at the speaking
anymore. Couldn't have written that.
Nah, that's not us. We've devolved with our speaking lately."
52232955. When has AI got you just in a little bit of trouble? My sister was saying that she's
a teacher, right?
Yeah, she's a high school teacher, and she was saying she's trying to teach her students how to use ChatGPT more effectively.
Right.
So they are, I think they're in some classes they're allowed to use it, but they are like teaching the students how to rewrite what is given to them.
Okay.
So it's like, You can write your essay, put it through ChatGPT, and it's going to rewrite it for you, and then you need to rewrite it based on that.
Because like, you could see someone getting caught out maybe applying for a job on their resume or a cover letter.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Jace from Cario has given us a call on 52232955. Jace, have you been caught out by AI?
Yeah, in my old work, I do monthly board reports, and... at some point, I must have been running late or whatever, or just running short of time, and decided I might just give this a bit of a whirl on good old ChatGPT. And I'd you know, given it the command or whatever, the direction to write this report, given in some stats to tie in, and I had a brief look at what it wrote, and I was like, yeah, that's fine, that's cool. Popped in a Word doc and everything else. The only problem was I didn't notice that a few times it referred to me as the author. So it said, the author states, da 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 da, the author suggests, and someone had picked up on it and said, hey, look, you know, you can't be doing that. And that was probably the beginning of the end.
I mean, better being referred to as the author than as master.
Yes.
I feel like you get in a fair bit of trouble. Hello, have you called up to tell us if you've been caught out by AI?
Oh, yes, I have, actually. I convinced AI actually to fall in love with me when the program came out, and it actually taught me who created it.
Okay, well, that is... I want to see. Here's the thing.
What was your name, sir?
His name was Lee from China, and another person in the
okay. No, not his name. Your name.
Your name. It's all right. You know what? Here's my issue. That individual who's called up, I want to speak to them for 40 minutes.
Fair enough.
On the radio show, probably. I don't know if you could sense a hint of danger. There, if that was just me.
I've never seen your hand go so quickly to the dump button.
I mean, I've trained for years to make sure that these things stay where they are. I'm super intrigued but terrified of what that man has to say.
Maybe we'll have a chat off air.
Oh, for sure. I'm not coming back after the news. I'm going to be on the phone at this point.
Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best.
That concludes another thrilling edition of the Tim and Jess podcast.